Happy Dad is available at a lot of your local bars and restaurants. You might even find it at some saloons. If you've enjoyed a Happy Dad, then you know it goes well with your burger, your wings, pizza, and steak. People in California eat it with their sushi, too. Go to happydad.com/find to find a bar or restaurant near you so you can watch the games with the boys while enjoying an ice-cold daddy drink. The ladies love it as well. If your bar doesn't carry Happy Dad, then ask them to call their distributor to stock up. You can't have a burger with that skinny can you? It's time to man up and drink Happy Dad.
Massive, massive episode today, boys. We got fucking Canelo coming in. I think it's his only interview that he's really doing before the fight, too.
Yeah, that's fucking lit. I'm a huge fan. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, he's sick. He's obviously, I mean,
he's an absolute legend.
I don't know how we get him. You guys always ask us, how do you get these people? But it's pretty crazy. It's fucking really cool to be able to sit down with people like this, too.
Oh, absolutely. These are the days where it's like, yo, this is the most lit job ever. I woke 100%. Up this morning and I was like, wow. Pretty grateful to do this.
How was it? How did you wake up this morning?
I woke up this morning and just, dude, had a what the fuck moment. Like, I haven't had that in a while.
How long? Like a week and a half? 2 weeks?
No, I drink, but I never, like, get to that point. I really don't, bro. Like, I don't ever get to that point.
Yeah.
And I always like to be in control. But, yeah, no, I went through my phone, texted a lot of people. One of those scaries. But you just own it.
Can we talk about it or no?
Yeah. Okay.
I guess Gambles woke up this morning and he had 7 missed calls from Steiny at 1:07.
Seven?
Boosting.
Yeah, of course.
7
missed
calls
that.
From Steiny at 1:45 a.m. And I guess you were ringing on our doorbell last night at 2 a.m.
We went. I don't know what my motive was, bro. I wish I knew.
I don't know what you were looking for. Like, I don't know what was. That was we went to bed super early because we're fucking. You guys have been seeing. We're posting. We're on the fucking. We're on a gym mission right now. Monday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Been dialed. Admit it.
Yeah, no, you guys, I've never seen this in my life, bro.
It's crazy. We've been dialed. We're just trying to, basically, the cheat code, boys, is we're still partying.
It's chicks. If you can,
it is chicks.
If you cannot get distracted
that's
by...
That's something, I guess, were you, what the fuck happened to you? You weren't even chasing pussy last night, though.
No, I was
you
chasing money. Something. Yeah, I was trying to get my money back. It was a fucking, it was bad, bro.
I think if you could just keep the chicks to Saturday, every Saturday, like, that's what I said. I'm fucking working out Monday to Saturday. Then Saturday morning you work out, possibly even get a 2-a-day in Saturday.
Yeah.
And then you hit the fucking town and you wheel.
Are you beating off more?
I'm beating off, yeah.
But like more?
Not more. I mean.
You don't just get like bored and shit? That's how I get distracted.
You get bored, but it's either you make gains or be bored.
Fuck, bro. No, like, you're right. But I've been doing pretty well.
You even asked me today, like, oh, why don't I bring like that chick over tonight? You could say whatever you want, but when you bring them over, something is going to be affected, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like, sleep. They're going to want a drink. It's like, I don't even want to, like, I want to stay dialed till Saturday. Every Saturday is the day. You earn that every single time.
What do you think? What's, like, your ultimate goal with this?
So
like,
I think it's going to be great for my career.
No,
I just
but
think
I mean, like, looks-wise.
I want to be jacked.
Like, fighter jacked.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to shred down first, and I might get a little bit skinny because I'm trying to lose the barrel.
Yeah.
And then after that I'll build back up a little bit.
Okay.
But till Thanksgiving, November, I'm probably gonna stick to this. Like,
would you feel comfortable with taking a urine test? Because I think you're taking something.
I can, yeah.
I
will.
I seriously, I don't know, bro. I just think you're on something.
Well, I'm not,
because your strength is you're strong as fuck now. You said you put up 225 no problem.
Not no problem. I can't.
You said you were throwing weight around, which
I never said I was throwing 225 around.
Okay, well that's big.
I could do like 1.5 reps. And then some days I can't even do it because I'm not just I guess it varies. But, bro, we're turning 30 next year. Like,
chill, bro. I'm pushing 28.
You're 29.
Nah, 28. I'm not close. So, I'm like, closer to 28 than 30.
Don't you think on your 30th,
it'd fuck
be,
that.
Like, dope? Like, people are going to chirp us for being 30. They're already chirping us for being 29. So, like, it'd be dope if you were, like, a shredded 30-year-old.
Yeah. Because
then it's like, okay. And I personally feel like 30 is that sniping age, too. Like, the 30s could actually be the best years of our life, honestly. You can actually snipe all chicks in the 30s, too.
No, 30s are definitely... I think that's where...
Because you can snipe older chicks, and then you can still snipe, like, the 25-year-olds.
What do you
like,
think?
Like, you're in the best sniping range in your
30s. Yeah, but I don't go for, like, older, like, than 30 ever. Do you?
But you can in your 30s if you
have
want
you?
To. If you so choose. I have before, but I'm not super into it. I'm not a huge, like, let's fuck a MILF guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, me neither.
I'd rather fuck a young MILF.
Yeah, I'm not a huge MILF guy at all.
No, I'm not, like, the cougar bars and shit. It's just not really for me.
Yeah, it's just like, it's actually like having a mommy.
But But I can't say I've done it enough that I could really diss it.
Yeah. No, I haven't done it.
I've taken down
actually,
a lot
now that I think about it, I don't even think I've ever been with a MILF.
I've taken down a lot of young moms.
I know you have.
Like 25-year-olds.
What's good with that? I don't like that, bro. It freaks me out.
You got to know how to handle them.
But it's just like the fact that that chick has had a kid, like, and you're putting your dick in them, I don't know.
Well, it's got to be a rich young mom.
Yeah,
but
have
you the young moms I've taken down, like, their families are loaded. So you know they're not after you for, like, money. Like, their grandparents take care of the kid and shit. They're still out partying in the clubs.
Aren't you worried about, like, going to
the... They're shitty moms, but they're hot.
Aren't you worried about, like, going to the fridge and, like, the kid comes out of his room and you have to have that, like...
Well, I've never been to their house.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
They got to slam you at least, what, 5 times before you meet the kid?
Fuck. See, that's the thing is, like, what if you find a really hot girl that you really get along with, but she has a kid? Would you do it? Like,
I mean, I'm not
a
even
relationship
look,
with him.
It would take me so much to get into a relationship in general, dude. Right now, it's just so much work. I'm so happy being single.
Damn, dude.
Not because it's just like...
You're like motivating me. I feel like I got to change my fucking ways. You guys are coming back from the gym. I'm waking up fucking...
Yeah, you were probably still awake.
A different planet,
bro.
You
were probably still awake when we woke up.
Yeah, probably.
We woke up at 6 a.m.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah, no, it just feels good, bro. I just like... I like partying still, obviously, but it's just like it's the balance. Plus, I think
Can we talk about what made you want to have this motive?
No, I mean it's just I think it's good for everything. Like, especially we're getting older. Like now, it's people want to see us be more of like role models. Like we got the fucking we obviously party.
Yeah.
We got the business shit going. You know, we got the empire. But I think the one thing missing is just being like. Fucking jacked.
I know. I need to clean up
and
my
like
act.
Healthy.
Yeah.
And then, but also, I don't want to be a pussy that doesn't fucking party. Like, I'm not gonna go sober or some shit. And I'm not dissing people that go sober, but I'm still gonna rip.
I know. I'm kind of over sometimes. I'm kind of over the partying though. I am.
You got fucking blacked out on a Monday, man. You're not over partying.
Well, going through like this rebrand and stuff. Like, I'm trying to do what you're doing more. I just, dude, I have urges and I can't control it.
Yeah. You're
I'm pretty easily tempted.
Your thing is just like sex, though.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't give that up.
I mean, it's pretty fucking hard.
You're like a cuddle addict, too.
Yeah, dude, I like to
like,
have a
Like, you
companion.
Can't have one night without a chick.
I mean, I like to have somebody with me, bro.
I know. Well, you got to get over that.
You don't get lonely?
No. I don't. I thought I would after I was single, but
I get fucking lonely at the house. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well, get over it. What's gonna happen? Are you gonna die?
Just like
sleeping alone.
So people know, like at the house, we don't really all kick it. I realize.
Well, because I go to bed early and wake up early. You could come to the gym with us.
Yeah.
It's just I'm just dialed.
Fuck.
There's nothing to kick it past fucking 9:30, 10 on a weeknight.
Yeah.
If you're waking up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. You know? No, you're right.
Yeah. But I don't. I think that's the key. You just got to put aside pussy for fucking 3 months. Because no matter what, the chicks will want to drink. And they maybe not other guys, but with us, they just look at us and they're like, oh, okay, like Nelk Boys, I want to party with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't come
right.
with us to play chess
That's
or fucking read
for
books.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Exactly.
That's also like our flex, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's good. And it works.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse, right?
Yeah.
But I think it'll be cool. I'm going to try to do it till like November, Thanksgiving. That's when it is, right? American Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So are we going to pick up IRL?
Streaming?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Try it out.
I think
it
would be cool. I think that we could.
What's
kill
your
it.
Honest opinion on that? And do you get scared
I
about
think
it?
Of in what
just
way?
Just the fact that it's like real time, like
no,
nothing edited, basically.
Not really. I don't think so,
dude. I don't know why, but I'm kind of surprised. Like, I have had this feeling that something bad's gonna happen to a streamer.
Well, there's already bad shit that's probably happened to streamers in the past, right?
But I'm just saying, like, now that you're doing this in real life...
Definitely. Well, if everyone's going to start to do it, and the thing about us is when we do something, we're going to do it properly and smart.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously everyone else is just going to run around with their heads cut off and try it. So there's definitely going to be bad shit that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think it would be big for us just purely for the fact that, like, just the clips, like we talked about, go viral.
Yeah.
Just because it's live and you know it's live.
Yeah.
Like, if I show Speed lights fireworks off in his room in a YouTube video or on a live stream, it's obviously going to go more viral in the clip when it's live. Because you're like,
sure.
Yo, that was live. Like, it just looks more raw.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So I think if we're not going to, like, stream all the time, but I think if we did it every once in a while, I think it would be big for us.
Huge.
But it's definitely conflicting with YouTube.
Yeah.
So that's where we have to figure out that balance.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think it would be cool.
All right, let's get Canelo in here.
Amazing, amazing episode. Absolute legend in the house. We got Canelo.
fired up.
Thanks for coming through, bro. We really, really appreciate you.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for the support.
Of course. Oh, yeah. So what's this week been like, and what does this new fight kind of mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. Every fight means a lot for me. But this fight especially, it means more than the other, because he never believed in my skills. And now I'm able to prove him, to show him my skills, and that's something amazing for me.
You're one of like the best of all time. Like, you're literally a boxing legend. Like, how do you, what like motivates you still to like fight?
I love what I do. I love boxing, and I love being in these big fights and fight like this. Like, I just enjoy what I do and love what I do. That's why I still motivate in boxing. So I think I have many things to do and more history to accomplish.
What are some of those goals that you want to get, or what's like something you just have to achieve in your career?
Just fight the best and try to do the best fights out there and the people enjoy, and you know, like I always do, moving up and weight classes and go down and win world titles. And that's the only thing I want in my career.
Do you think a lot of people are like, it seems like you're being counted out by a lot of people in this fight too. Like, it seems like a lot of people think that Charlo could like upset you.
Yeah, they want.
Yeah.
That's why they want. But a duet is different. That's different because he's going to feel something different in the ring with me. He's no the same fighter he's used to fight. It's going to be different, and I'm going to show them. I know everybody wants him to beat me, but it's going to be difficult.
Where does he rank amongst like your past opponents, you think?
No, he's a great fighter. He's a good fighter. He's a strong fighter. He know how to box. He know how to go forward. He's a strong fighter with a lot of skills. But, you know, I mean, in this position for a long time. I fought with every style, and I'm ready for everybody.
Do you think that you're like in your best shape you've been in your career right now? Like,
yeah,
your best ability, even though you're older now than like...
Yeah, I feel one of the best shapes in my life. I feel in my prime, and this camp especially is one of the best in my career.
Are you playing golf during camp or no? Or do you stay away? No golf at all?
That's difficult for me, not play golf.
Fucks up your back, right?
Yeah, but no, that's difficult for me, not play golf, because I love golf so much. But, you know, first is first, and I need to work and be disciplined, focused for the fight, and I don't play golf like 2 months and a half.
Damn.
Has that been tough
you
for you?
It?
Yeah, it's tough.
Golf is the best.
I mean,
bro.
Yeah, but how good's your game?
It's good.
What are you shooting?
80.
80?
78, 80.
Ooh, yeah. You're breaking 80?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
3-4 years.
Damn.
What made you decide to pick up golf?
One of my friends invited me to play golf in the pandemic, and that's how I started in golf. At the beginning, I hit the ball everywhere, you know. Sometimes I don't hit the ball, and that's when I realized, because before I say, no, golf is boring, like for
it looks boring people. From the outside, yeah, right?
Yeah. When, when you start playing, it's fucking addicted. Yeah. So that's how I start.
And you're already breaking 80 in 4 years. That's
best is 74.
Dang!
But
it'd be nice to shoot under par, right?
It's hard for me because when I start training, I stop practice, I stop everything, and to start again is like you gonna start again. The tempo, timing, everything.
Who do you never with? Even broken 100, probably.
Yeah, I have. I could hit low 90s.
90.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
That's not bad.
That's fine, because you in golf you can play with your handicap, and that's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's your favorite golfer?
I have a few. Yeah. Rory, Jon Rahm,
Rory,
Justin Thomas,
Finau,
Sergio Garcia. When I started, when I have like 2 months playing, I play pro-am with them in Mexico.
Nice.
No, like a practice round with them, and he gave me a little tips because my head is light, you know, and you start.
Sergio, he freaks out a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Kind of a head case.
Yeah, he had problems with the pot, I think.
You seem like you keep your composure pretty well out there.
He's Spanish, that's why.
I have to ask you this. It's kind of like it happened a week ago or whatever, but what do you think about the aliens?
I don't know, man.
Bro, do you believe them? You saw, like, Mexico showed the skeletons?
Yeah, I saw that, but I really don't care.
Yeah.
If they look
pretty fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just curious.
I really don't care. I don't know. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen, right? Yeah. I really don't care if the aliens exist. We want to figure out, right?
Yeah. No, I just thought it was a big moment for Mexico.
This was your first time not fighting on the Mexican Independence Day too, right?
No, it's a couple times. I missed that.
Okay.
That day. Especially for this, I don't have the contract yet, the fight ready. So, but I don't care too, because every day is Mexican day for my fans and for my people.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Some of the best fans ever. I went to your fight against Triple G, and it's actually insane how passionate they are.
Yeah, if you see right now in the Grand Arrival, they are there screaming and support me very hard, and that's something motivating myself.
How big is the fighting culture in Mexico? Like, how did you even get into it?
Because my older brother, he started boxing. I saw him when he go into a pro. And that's when I saw him fighting, I said, this is what I want for my life. This is what I do for my life.
And then when you got in there, did you just pick it up right away?
Yeah. Not right away, because natural. Because I start when I was 13 years old, and I get into a pro when I was 15. So a year and a half after.
And you were still working at the time at the ice cream shop?
Yeah.
So what was that like? Was your dad trying to force you to kind of just
He don't want me to go to the gym, because he wants me to stay working in the ice creams. But I said, you know, you need to do something, because I'm always going to go to the gym. So
what do you think, like, your draw was to the sport? Like, what made you love boxing so much?
I don't know. I born from this.
Yeah.
That's my only thing, because when I saw my brother fighting, I fell in love in boxing, with boxing. So, but I don't know. I just enjoy every moment.
Were you bullied at all as a kid in Mexico?
Yeah, because I'm the different from the class, complexion. Right? Maybe that's why I love what I do, and because I always fighting in the streets.
Yeah. Oh, so you used to fight in the streets?
Yeah, every day.
Damn.
Like, how would that happen? Just random people, or you guys were just...
No, they say something to me, like freckles and my red hair, you know. Yeah. They try to fuck with me, and I...
And you just fucked them up?
Yeah. But I love it. I enjoy it a lot.
Wait, that's awesome. Yeah, that's fucking nuts. What do you think are some of the biggest moments, or what's been your favorite moment in your career, you think?
I think I have a lot of good moments, but one of my best moment is when I beat Miguel Angel Cotto, legend from boxing. I think that changed my career. After that, I feel more confident, better fighter, and I think that's one of my best moments.
How about fighting? I mean, you fought Floyd Mayweather at what? You're 23?
23.
That's so fucking young.
Yeah.
Like
I.
And he was like, that was when he was probably at his prime, right?
No, he was in his prime,
prime, and you're only 23?
23.
What was that like?
I trained so hard, and now obviously I tried to beat him, because, you know, beat him. If you beat him, you want to be the best in the world at 23. So imagine that. But, you know, he was the better man that night, a lot of experience. He's a great fighter. So, but I learned a lot. And that's when I realized, I say, this is don't gonna stop me. I'm gonna be the best one day, no matter what. So that fight helped me a lot.
What do you think about how he's doing all the exhibitions and stuff right now?
I think it's good because, you know,
it's just too easy money to turn down, probably.
Easy,
right?
Money. And he don't lie to the people. It's for money. Yeah. Right? And the people enjoy it, and enjoy a show. And that's fine because, you know, I think when you're retiring and you're going to miss boxing because you do this your whole life and then you stop doing, I think exhibition is good.
I think it's like Tyson Fury even. He always retires and comes back too. And like, I guess you're going to miss doing what you love, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever like look back on that fight and think about what you could have done differently or
I always think I can do this different and this and this, but at the end of the day, I can do nothing, right?
Well, what do you think was so impressive about him?
His experience, he's so smart.
Boys, this episode is sponsored by Shopify. Shopify is an all-in-one e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. If you're inspired to start a new business venture this year, you guys gotta try Shopify. Shopify is the only tool you need to start, run, and grow your in-person or e-commerce business without the struggle. Shopify is the global e-commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the, did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. So whether you're offering custom stickers from Shopify's in-person POS system or selling sunglasses on Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform, you are in good hands. By now it's clear, you boys know that I love Shopify. We've used Shopify's e-commerce platform from the very beginning to sell Full Send and Happy Dad gear hosted on our website. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, it gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. They're truly a global force powering millions of entrepreneurs of every size across over 170 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. This is a possibility powered by Shopify. So boys, if you're thinking of starting a business, doing anything, get something going, you can go to shopify.com/fullsend and sign up for a $1 per month trial, period. So all lowercase, go to shopify.com/fullsend and take your business to the next level today.
He have everything in a fighter, not a complete fighter. He don't have power in the punches, but sometimes you don't need it. You know, when you that kind of fighter, you don't need it.
Yeah. And do you think that was the toughest fight you faced?
No.
What do you think?
I think it's one I tough fights and difficult fights. That was a difficult fight.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Golovkin is one of my difficult fights. Tough fights.
Yeah. Do you like know did were you getting frustrated like in the ring?
Yeah, very much with him. Yeah. I tried to hit so hard him and try to knock out him. And when you don't catch him and you miss a lot of punches, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Would you ever do like exhibitions like that or like people like Jake Paul call you out or these like other big stars? Like is that business wise like even worth it?
When I'm done with boxing, why not? Maybe I'll do it. Why not? I think it's
like when you're done like competing at the highest level, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's good because, you know, what happened there is other people who never watch boxing or they don't know anything about boxing, they want to watch Jake Paul because he's coming from, he bring fans from other world, right?
Yeah.
No boxing fans. And that's good. That's good because everybody enjoy it.
So you think would you ever entertain that idea when you're done?
Maybe.
Do you like respect, you know, there's this whole new wave of like YouTube fighters. Like, do you respect them as fighters?
As a fighter, I don't know. Because being a fighter is different. Mm-hmm. No, but what they do, I think they do for business.
Yeah.
And you need to respect that.
Yeah, right? For sure.
Are you paying attention at all to this? The Dylan Danis, Logan Paul, you've seen that card at all? Not at all?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you like pretty active on social media or
no? No. Sometimes I delete my apps in my phone.
Delete them?
Yeah. And I don't watch.
For? Just to like stay focused or just?
Yeah.
You don't like to consume.
You lose so much time.
Time, right? I know.
You lose, and you see
and you don't
the
realize.
Same things every day. Yeah. You don't see anything new.
So do you just, you don't even really have social media on your phone at all? Or like when do you?
Yeah, sometimes I delayed for 6-7 months.
Damn.
I have my people who were in charge and posting things and everything like that. But sometimes it's good because, you know, you're more happy.
Definitely. For sure. Well, you're just sitting there scrolling and you're consuming so much pointless shit that you don't even need to know. You're
wasting time.
You're wasting time.
Sometimes I've been seeing things and I say, I see this every day, the same thing. Nothing changed.
Yeah. Right? It's a lot of stuff you don't need to know.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, it's definitely not good for your mental health, right?
What are some other hobbies that you have outside of golf?
I like horses. I like horses, cars too.
How many cars do you have?
I don't know.
Is that many? I saw a video of a tour in your house and you had like motorcycles in your living room and stuff.
Yeah. That was the garage. But hall is like a motorcycle.
How many cars, like, is it like 20 to 30 or like you just have no clue?
Yeah, like more than 30.
More than 30.
Do you have a favorite?
La Ferrari.
Oh yeah.
My favorite. Those are fucking sick. And the Bugatti too, but I think La Ferrari is my favorite.
Damn, how much is the Bugatti worth?
Like 3.5, 3.6, something like that.
God. What do you think's the total value of all your cars?
I don't know. Just in two cars is like 8.
Holy shit.
LaFerrari, have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're fucking crazy.
Isn't there only like 100 or something of those?
Huh?
Isn't there only like 100 of those in the world or something?
200, I guess.
Damn. So how do you go about like getting that car?
I always wanted LaFerrari, but sometimes guys selling for so much money. And I found this guy, and I buy it for a good price. So I enjoy my car a lot. I love it.
What's it like being like such a like influential like celebrity of like a country like Mexico that's so like passionate and like I don't know, what's that like? Like
I feel proud about representing my country because you know it's a great country. Mexico is just something amazing. The people,
Mexico is
something amazing. The people, the work, they hard workers.
Oh yeah,
we have a lot of good, things, a lot of good places, good food, everything. We have everything.
What's the best spots for us to visit? Like if we want to go do like a boys trip to Mexico, I've been to Cabo. We've been to Mexico City. Mexico City was cool.
Yeah, a lot of good restaurants, a lot of good.
I've been like Tulum. We've been there, Cancun.
Yeah,
we're from Guadalajara, right?
Yeah, from Guadalajara.
We've never been there, right?
No, maybe we.
That'd be cool.
You want to invite us to your crib?
Yeah, why not?
How many horses do you have?
I have in my house. I have like 30.
And do you like ride them in the back or?
Yeah, I love it.
Fucking awesome.
I ride it like since I was 6 years old.
What's your house like there? Is it like a big like property?
Big like a ranch.
Ranch?
Big ranch.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Any other animals on there or just the horses?
A lion.
You have a lion?
Nah.
You should get one.
I joke with people who went there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a lion in outside. Be careful. And then everybody's scared looking for the lion and everything.
Bro, lions are fucking scary.
No, I just horses and peacock. Peacocks.
You have a peacock?
Uh-huh, and
how do you decide to buy like a peacock?
Because you know
that's just a flex though, don't lie.
Yeah.
Like you're like, there I'm that guy, I'm gonna buy a peacock.
How much does a peacock cost?
I don't remember. But I have white peacock and the normal color. Because I feel like they bring something good for the house.
Really?
They feel good vibes for the house.
It is dope having a peacock around.
Yeah, can we buy like a goat or something? Would you accept
a goat?
That?
A goat?
Yeah.
Goats are
that
cheap.
That fucking destroy your house.
we'll keep them in the back or something. Or
We got to get something more exotic. That was kind of offensive. We're not going to get you a goat. A goat? He's got peacocks, bro.
I don't know. What's more exotic?
Anything but a goat, bro.
Fuck. All right. I'll think of something else.
Maybe like a crocodile or something.
Crocodile.
Okay, yeah. What about like a baby tiger?
Hmm?
What if we got you a baby tiger?
It's fine.
That'd be good, right?
Yeah.
For the house?
That would be fun.
Who are some of your biggest inspirations?
Me, Muhammad Ali, because he do a lot of things outside of boxing for people, for us, for the fighters too.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, what's something like you've done for Mexico or that you're just super proud of?
I always try to help people, a lot of people, but I don't like to say in social media because I do from the bottom of my heart. So, but I always try to help as much as I can.
Yeah.
Everything I can help, I do it.
What was it like being in Creed 3?
I don't know how to respond that because like, it's just like it? Was it fun? Fast. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It was fun that people think I'm going to be in the ring or something. They want to watch me in the ring and something, but I just fast like in the red carpet and that's it. It was fun.
Do you like doing stuff like that, like the Hollywood stuff or movies, TV?
I don't like that kind of stuff. But you know, if I have the opportunity to act in a movie, like a Vikings or something like
that. Yeah, I was gonna say what would be a role you'd want.
Yeah, Vikings or something from something like that.
Like a Viking?
Yeah.
What's your training like today? What was your training session?
I train in the morning. I use light work because, you know, I done the hard work. I use light work, pads and everything, and remember everything we're going to do in the fight and make that weight. So maintain that weight. Yeah.
As you're getting older, has your, like, training become harder for you?
No.
Or have you made any changes?
Nothing. Wow. No, I feel.
But you're 33, like right?
I'm fucking fresh.
You've been this young, for a long time, though.
Yeah. He's only 4 years older than us, bro.
Bro, but he's been, like you said, you fought Floyd 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, you've been doing this shit for a while.
Yeah, but I feel fresh. I feel like
wasn't shade either. You look like you're
in my
shade.
Best, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been kind of, I've seen some stuff about with the whole, like, Oscar De La Hoya thing. Just, like, that relationship and you guys kind of falling out. Just in, like, business and stuff. Like, switching over to the new promotion.
Yeah. I'm glad to go away from him.
Yeah.
He's fucking crazy.
Is he?
Yeah.
We're really good friends with Dana White.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like Oscar De La Hoya too, I said.
I think
like,
nobody.
Nobody?
I think nobody.
Why do you think?
Nobody who knows close, I think.
Because he's a vacuum, right?
He's, I don't know what, he's fucking crazy. He's hypocrite.
Hypocrite, that's the word.
He don't have nothing, no loyal.
What do you mean by that though?
He's.
How can someone not be loyal to you? Like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know.
That's my favorite clip of Dana White when they ask.
Right now he's everything he's in problems. He don't have any fighters left. Ryan Garcia because he signed with him, but now Ryan Garcia I think he's in a problem with him. But that's why nobody wants to be with him because he's not loyal.
How does that work? Like, don't you sign a deal and then it's
either right now like... he's talking about Chet about me. But if I went with him in his promoter, Canelo is the best and this and we want to do this and he's the best promoter. But I'm not with him anymore and he's always opposite.
Isn't it like important too? Because just like both being Mexican fighters, like you have that initial bond, right?
Mm?
Like you're both Mexican fighters, right? And same with like Ryan Garcia. So you guys have that bond. Were you surprised that like things didn't go well?
No, I don't know. But I tell Ryan Garcia before he signed, hey, just be careful and you need to see first what do you want for your career because this and that. And at the end of the day, he signed with him and look what happened. So
how does that work like in the business of boxing? Like are you signing like a per fight deal? Like, is that how it works when you sign with a promotion company?
It depends the fighter.
Right. So obviously the bigger you get, the more leverage you have, but.
Yeah, it depends the fighter. Like right now I can do whatever I want, right? But when you don't sell anything, you need to sign with the promoter and you want to get this and this and this and fine. So you have guarantees.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine because works for you. But Ryan, like, fighting like me, or Ryan Garcia can do too, but he don't visualize that in that moment. He can do it like I sell tickets, I sell pay-per-views, I a big draw, so I can do whatever I want at the end of the day.
What do you think of Garcia after his like loss to Tank? Do you still think he has that potential to be like one of the best in the sport?
Yeah, he has potential. He has a lot of skills. He has a lot of potential to be one of the biggest star in boxing.
Do you think it's like a mental thing when you have all that pressure and you go in there and you get like, some would say you got like embarrassed kind of?
It's hard. It's obviously it's hard. But,
I mean, that was a big fight for him to take too, right?
Yeah.
I guess he could have. They could have both dodged that.
Do you think that it was too early to take that fight, or do you think it was smart?
What I think he need to do is take that loss and learn from that loss. Mm-hmm. He need to fight soon to give in the eyes of the people who saw him fighting with Tang, right? Because no matter what, he's a big star. He's a big attraction for sure. Young people.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think he need to fight soon.
Yeah.
Do you think social media plays a role? Because he's such a big young star on social media too. Like,
yeah.
I bet it's tough for him to block out the noise.
He need to focus on boxing.
Yeah.
That must because be tough. The other thing come along. Being famous and win a lot of money come along. If you focus on one thing and you accomplish what you want, the money and the fam and everything come together.
You can't think about peacocks right now. You got to focus on boxing.
And peacocks come. Does he? He probably doesn't.
I don't think many people do.
He's a good dude though. I really like
him. No, he's dope.
What would be your dream foursome?
Who
would be if you had to play golf with three people?
Tiger Woods, John Rahm, and Rory.
And Rory?
That seems possible.
Yeah, I feel like they'd probably be down to do that.
Yeah, of course. Maybe Tiger, no. But Rahm
Tiger's
and Rory,
tougher. Yeah. I like John Rahm, too.
Yeah.
Do you watch any UFC or MMA?
No.
Not at all? You're not into it one bit?
I just watch when Brandon Moreno, Mexican fighter, is there, I watch it. But I don't even watch boxing. I don't like watch boxing.
Do you like watch TV or Netflix or anything like that?
Golf. Every weekend, my wife is mad.
The Ryder Cup's coming up, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing better. Watching golf and relaxing is a pretty good combo.
Netflix, obviously. Yeah.
TV shows?
Mm-hmm. No. TV shows.
Documentaries?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you think you'll have like another like Mayweather super fight before the end of your career? Like someone, you know.
I think it's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
Compared with
Mayweather, fight of course, with Mayweather, of course. Yeah. But like, is there any other like, just how people are doing those crossover fights? Like, not against Jake Paul, but like, is there like a, I don't know, an MMA star just one of those super fights?
Yeah, could be.
Why you think not? There's anyone in the MMA world that you'd ever box or like has called you out?
Kamaru Usman called me out one time.
Oh, right.
And Conor McGregor say the other day, he say, he can box. I can box with Canelo. Yeah, you can. He can.
Do those type of super fights excite you though? Because me as like a MMA fan, like those excite
for
me.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just I don't something know what different. It is. It's different. Yeah,
something
and it's just
different.
Yeah,
it's good. Do something different.
Usman, I love Usman, but I don't think that would be.
No.
No.
Nobody. It's just different. If I go to the octagon, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you think McGregor did against Floyd? Did you see that fight?
Yeah, I see the fight. I think Floyd played a little bit with
did
him.
Did
he? Need to make show for the people, right? That's the.
Yeah.
That's the.
I think that was that the most
watched fight of all time?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 4 million something.
Yeah. You don't seem like you don't do much like. Do you talk shit at all? You're so calm and nice.
No. I talk shit when they come in a bad mood. So I respond that.
Yeah.
And I'm a good talk shit. But no, I don't like. I always like to respect the fighter and the fighter because, you know, I just focus on the fight and bring my best, because you can talk chat and say a lot of things, but at the end of the day, you go in the fight and you don't do nothing. It's the same. It depends what mood they bring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has any of your previous fights, like, has it ever gotten personal with you? Or you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a couple, three or yeah, a couple of fights.
What does it have to do to get to that point where it's not just business?
They fuck with my mother or something like that. And
yeah. So if they talk about your mom.
I just love that fucking.
And then you get pissed off in there?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing when you let your anger?
No, it's a good thing. I think I fight better when I'm mad.
When you're pissed off?
Yeah.
Fuck. So when can we come to the crib?
Huh?
When can we come to the house?
Yeah.
When can we come to the house?
You?
Yeah. Is that cool or no?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, we can do that.
What do you do when you're not training? Do you like party ever? Or do you drink at all or no?
I used to.
Used to? You're completely sober yeah. now?
I used to. But I just play golf, enjoy my family and travels, and that's it.
Nice.
Was it hard for you when you became like Flooding Floyd at 23? Like, were there a lot of distractions or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that initial rise to like stardom? Like,
yeah, I think things happen for a reason, right? Imagine if I fucking beat Floyd Mayweather at age 23.
Yeah.
You would have.
Yeah. Maybe I don't.
And were you single? I don't know how to. Huh? Were you married at that time yet or no?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You would have gone crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know how it's going to be my life after that, right?
You probably would have been doing what Oscar Crazy. De La Hoya does in his spare time.
No, that's his personality.
You guys would have been best friends, probably.
Could be. No, that's. Yeah, I think things happen for a reason, and
that's true. That's a good way to look at
that's,
it.
That's what I looked like in that way. I say, you know, maybe not my time.
When did you like? Yeah, when was that? When did you really notice like you were really starting to get like famous?
I don't know. I don't remember notice? Like a. One day to the other, I say, oh my God. Like right now, I arrival here in MGM and I see all the people scream my name and everything. I say, oh my God.
It's still always weird, right?
Yeah. It's weird. But I'm glad that. And I try to be Saul, not Canelo, to be me. So always with my family, with my friends. I enjoy everything, obviously, because I work hard to be here. But I always try to be me.
In Mexico, when you were just starting in your career, was there like underground boxing events or anything like when you're first starting out that you started boxing before you like started taking it?
Underground?
Courses? Yeah, just or like how you see it like at bars or anything like that? You know
no.
What I'm talking
about? No. What you see in the movies is not real.
Have you seen Nacho Libre?
Yeah, I fucking.
Have
I
you
fucking,
seen Nacho Libre?
Yeah.
He played Juancho.
Yeah, I fucking hate the movies. I hate the movies because they just put the bad things of Mexico and try to put things doesn't exist.
What do you think's the biggest like misconception or like false thing that they show?
The houses, the worst houses in Mexico and the little towns. And I don't like that kind of. Mexico is beautiful.
Yeah. It is.
Mexico is beautiful. I don't wanna go to Mexico. It's like here in USA. If you go into the little towns or places, it's horrible too. Mm-hmm. One of the places, right?
Definitely.
It's the same. We have.
There's poor and rich areas in every country.
Yeah,
that's what I learned from traveling too. Yeah.
I think you're right. They only highlight the. They try and highlight the bad parts.
Yeah, it does. That's what I hate.
Never show the good.
That's what I hate.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Sweet.
What do you like about America?
I think you guys have everything correct, and you follow the rules, and that's good for to know the culture and everything, you know, because you respect the law, the rules, and that's good, and you have I know a lot of good people from America, and where I live. So relaxed and I have very good life there, and I know very good people from here, and I think the whole country have good things.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever want like your son like would you want them to be a boxer?
I don't really want him to be a boxer, but it's not my choice.
Why wouldn't you want him to?
Because boxing is hard. You know, it's to be a champion, to be a great boxer is fucking hard.
So much dedication, right?
It's fucking hard. So much dedication. You need to have everything. Dedication, discipline, your mind, talent, obviously. And I don't want it, but at the end of the day, it's not what I want. It's what he wants.
Are they ever in the gym, like, messing around with you and stuff?
Yeah, he wants to be a boxer.
Okay.
He wants to be a boxer. He say, when I'm going to fight in Vegas.
How old is he now?
He's 5.
Okay. How's his hands?
He's good.
They're good?
He's good.
I think you got to let him do it, though.
If he wants, I need to support that.
Would you rather have him be a boxer or pro golfer?
Pro golfer.
Ooh.
That's what's harder, though.
Being pro golfer would be a dream, bro.
Both.
Yeah, but what do you think would be harder?
I think both, but at boxing you risk your life.
Come on.
Yeah.
Boxing you risk your life, and
golf's so chill. There's no, you can't risk injury
I think golf could be mentally fucked. Because to be at the top level, it's thin and it's all mental. It's like, and it could probably just fuck with you, right?
I think you need to be good 10%. Just 10%.
10% is talent?
10% talent.
And 90 is mental?
Yeah.
That's probably I'm a head kid. Golf is fucking... You ever lose your temper out there?
Yeah.
You throw clubs?
A lot of times. No. Do you ever, not yet.
Do you ever right hook your, golf bag?
Yeah, how many times? Fucking golf is hard.
Where's the best places to play in Mexico?
We have a lot of good places. Cabo has a lot of good courses. Jalisco have a good courses.
Damn, I'm fired up for Mexico now. I want to go there soon.
Well, we're gonna stay at your house, bro. we'll do like 3 nights.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's not that
just
bad.
3 nights?
Well, I mean, if you'll have us for a month, we'll stay a month, bro. And then which car could we borrow?
You can drive any car. Can't.
Okay.
No. Nobody can drive my car.
You've 30, bro.
Huh?
You've 30.
Yeah, but just for me.
Does anybody else get to drive them? No.
Nobody.
How many, that's a nice watch. How many watches you have?
I don't know. But more than 50.
More than 50?
Yeah.
What's the most expensive watch you bought?
You've got a Richard, I've seen.
Yeah, I have like
a few probably.
A few.
Yeah.
3 million, yeah. 2 million.
Three million, one watch?
Yeah.
God, that's such a flex.
Damn, I don't know if we'd fit in at your house, bro.
No, why not?
I don't know.
Why not? Tell me.
You're too good of a guy. You're too good of a person, bro.
No. You can.
What's been your favorite purchase you've ever made?
My favorite is, I think, my house.
It's not how much.
It's the location and the house I built. I built my dream house.
How often do you look back at this and you're just like, I can't believe how far I've come?
No, I can't believe it right now.
Yeah, because, you seem very grateful.
Yeah, I can't believe right now because I just come in boxing and I say, I want to be a champion. But then you realize it's going more things there. And when you turn around and you say, oh, look what I did and all the things I have. Like, I used to sell ice creams in the buses when I was 7 years old. And right now, I'm on the buses. I'm on the company, the biggest company in Mexico. So, it's something, and I buy it because I feel proud and I wanted to show every single people in Mexico, they can do everything if they want. If they want, they able to put the sacrifice and the discipline need to be, they can do anything. Everybody can do anything. You just need to find what you love and what you have talent.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm fired up.
I know.
That was inspiring.
Yeah.
All right.
You got anything?
No, I think that was great.
Saturday fight. Go buy it.
Yeah. Saturday's the fight. Tune in. We're going to be watching for sure, supporting.
Thank you. Thank
We're
you.
Excited. And we appreciate
it,
man.
It's been an honor, bro. Thank you so
very
much.
Inspiring.
Thank
you. You seem like a great guy, and I wish you all the success and congrats on everything. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll
pull up with some, like, a gift.
We'll buy you an exotic animal.
Guy to get a gift for. That's the only problem. But we'll get like a rabbit or like.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Surprise me.
Yeah. No, we'll buy something exotic. Yeah. You're not in charge, but yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, bro.
All right, bro.
Canelo, thank you
so much. Thank you.
Awesome.